and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 6th of September, it is Labor Day, and we're in here laboring. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop in our chat room it the same way. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And what day is it today, besides being Labor Day? Is there other national days?
There's two listed here. Read a Book Day.
Oh, okay. I like that.
You want to hear the other one, or you want to save that for the next hour?
No, let's hear it all. Let's get it all out at one time.
It's Coffee Ice Cream Day.
Coffee Ice Cream Day, something I never enjoyed, but I'm sure...
I love coffee ice cream.
You love coffee ice
cream? Mm-hmm.
Well, good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Yeah, I just flew in. You know, you know what happens? You know, you get in the car, and they go, oh, forgot. Run back in. The alarm goes off. Because I didn't have that quite that time for it to set. So then you have to wait for that. And then I get back in the car. And then I realize that I had my Sirius satellite set to Outlaw Country. And so I was racing over here listening to George Jones. That was such a good way to start the Monday morning. Yeah, let's give you a little update on the weather. Gosh, you know what? Got to be honest with you, when I see this National Weather Service printout in front of me, it is, I don't know. I mean, I look at that, at this print, which you can't see, and that I went out this morning early a.m. when I could actually, for the first time, actually see the sun, or, you know, when the day starts to crack and you see over the mountain, you know, like an semblance of color. So according to this, Labor Day hazy today with 102. Tonight calls for, or today calls for, overnight lows of 67. And then according to this, again, we have hazy all the way through, and the little boxes of the pictures they show are exactly the same with haze on Tuesday, 104, Wednesday, 105, hazy, Thursday, hazy, then mostly sunny. So it's like a half picture of the same haze and a half a picture with clouds and the sun coming over. 103 on Thursday. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. Friday will be hot, and that's all it says, with 97. Interesting printout here for this Labor Day. But there is a heat advisory on today. Widespread haze as well. All right, patchy smoke. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793, which brings us to the drive we took yesterday. We got a call Friday after the show. You want to talk about this right now? Friday after the show, we had Congressman LaMalfa on. Of course, you know, we have him on one Friday every month. And so he said, can you hold on after the show? I want to talk to you. So he asked Carl if he would MC the Larry Elder rally in Durham. Okay, so the first thing I thought of, okay, where's Durham? Where's Durham? We've driven through it, but I can't quite remember it because it's really not something that you see on 5. You see the W's. So we said, of course, when you want us there and et cetera. We'd like to do that, you know, because, of course, you know, the congressman asks, and if you can, so we just kind of, you know, cleared our schedule and went there, drove through, I think we went via 99, and Durham's a very cute little town, really cute little town with some old homes. That, you know, could tell this is an old ranching area where people, I guess it's almonds and olives and say and so what. So we got there, and it was outside of in the park. The
community park.
In the community park. Ended up, I think there probably, what, how many people there?
About 500.
Yeah.
It looked like.
Yeah.
And so there was, of course,
used to. It was like 91, 92.
Yeah.
It was, gosh, all types of people.
So
there.
You had
people
your
from Siskiyou County.
Supervisors Lassen, were there. Yeah. We met a supervisor from Susanville.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, their story.
Whoa. Well, go ahead.
Well, it's hearsay when he says, you know, that, when he got there, he believes that, they believe that the, closing down of the prison in Susanville, what had to do with more of a trying to punish the people from the North State than what it was. He said that wasn't number one in the hit list, and then all of a sudden got up there. He thinks it had to do with people standing up and wanting to recall Newsom. But as it is, they've got a lawsuit going against the state saying, show us why you're closing this. Show us the reasons you're closing in Susanville Prison, because, as you know, it'll just destroy the economy there in the area. So then we and I think an interesting part was that you had a number of speakers that were there, of course, but I got out into the crowd and asked the crowd, "What are your questions for?" For Larry Elder, or just for government. And it was amazing. We had kids from, you know, kids in school that were there, older kids, I mean, you know, probably 15, somewhere around there. He said, how long do I have to keep wearing masks
in schools?
And, you know, and then other questions. What about the water problems we're having? What are you going to do about that? What about the fires? That was, you know, that's big on everybody's mind, you know. What about the homeless situation? What about our schools? Our schools are in bad shape here as far as the ability for, in many areas, not necessarily right here in Shasta County, of course, but schools to be able to reach just minimum standards. I mean, there's a couple of questions, you know, a couple of things said we've had, you know, no CRT, you know, critical race theory in schools and that.
That was interesting. He really did emphasize about 15 minutes in his conversation New York Times or was it the Wall? Somebody had called him a black face white supremacist.
Yeah, a black face of white nationalism. That was the LA Times.
It wasn't supremacist?
Well, white nationalist, white supremacist, same thing. The LA Times said that about him. And he had an interview with some reporter. He said, we already know what the reporter's going to do. He's got to make it look bad. But I asked him questions. He said, I think the biggest part that you take away from this is, you know, the statistics that Larry Elder uses. And you know what? And as he uses, but any other candidate could use too. We have probably half of the homeless in the whole nation are here and are here in California. Our schools, he said, if you go to the school he graduated from in South L.A., Crenshaw High School, he says 2% of the people in this whole high school read at the level they're supposed to be. 2%. He said 2% are meet the math scores, the math levels you're supposed to be. He said the Crips run the school, or the Crips are big in the school. He said, why are people fighting against parents having a choice of where to send your kids to school? He said, teachers, and he used the statistics in some of these large cities, 40% of the teachers in Chicago and Philadelphia send their kids to private schools. He said, it's the average here in California is 12%. And he says, except for teachers. He says, teachers send theirs to double that number to private schools. They don't want them in public schools. Yeah, it's just the statistics he had. I guess everybody should count the statistics. But it was an interesting, a lot of rousing standing ovations. And Larry Elder presented what he would do. He talked about the homelessness, how he would handle that. He talked about school choice. He says, I've been vaccinated. My doctor said I should be vaccinated. I got vaccinated. I think people should get vaccinated, but I am totally against mandating and forcing people to get a vaccine.
Well, we're going to have to take a break when we come back. Do we have our right at 7:15?
No, we have the Weissenhopper is going to be on at 7:30.
All right. So at when we come back from the break, I do want to talk about mask mandates, other things that we found out over the weekend.
I want to also talk about this possible sale of the whole river, of the whole Civic Auditorium, Reading Rodeo Grounds, Turtle Bay, Sheraton. I want to talk about that a little bit. That came out a little bit of a surprise.
Left
and they're having a closed meeting about this tomorrow at the City Council.
And we're also going to talk about what you need to know on this Monday, this Labor Day. We're going to take a break here. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by none other than SST Oil. We have a CFN card, something you may think of like, what do we have to do to really, more of what I can do to support local. Like, you know, a lot of times you go in and you fill your gas up and you may use your debit card, but that money is going to be going to the bigger corporations. So if you go get a CFN card, you're going to go through, you will be going through a local company to get your gas. And the CFN would be like a Chevron, Pilot, Valero, you know, different places. But know that you're doing something on a local level where they pay their taxes that comes into helping local.
They hire locals.
That's right. SST, a locally owned company, by the way.
An employee-owned company.
SST Oil. They're located out there on off of 273. So, anyway.
Wyndham Lane.
Shasta Siskiyou Transport. They're out there on the front lines helping fires with the fuel to help fight our fires at this very moment. But see how you can become a cardholder with SST Oil. 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
And good morning and welcome
back.
Yeah,
wait. George Jones. And it passed it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing. Pappy's corn squeezing.
Yeah, this. White lightning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I laugh about that because your mom's from Kentucky. Man, one of our favorite movies.
So now you're accusing my mom of
moonshining. No, it's just that this is what people did back then. And we watched these, we have some great movies.
My mom was not a moonshiner.
No, but I mean, back in the hills.
Her mother, though.
Yeah, I mean.
There's some questions about.
Well, when you live in a certain time in a certain place.
Well, they grew up in Hazard County.
Yeah.
They right next to Bloody Harlan County.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandmother had stories out
there. Oh, no, I mean.
And she came from, and my grandfather came from large families.
Hey, listen, your pictures of a kid, you took a bath in one of those wash tubs. That's how your grandmother washed you.
That was on my dad's side.
Well, whatever.
That was in Missouri.
But how many people?
They're going to call them the Red Lakes from Missouri? Cause, you know, they weren't.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, and I'm getting off on a sidebar here because I really want to do these things. But while we were, we drove to visit my good friend in Mammoth Lakes, which we had never been to before, while we were at the visitor center there, because it's the only place that we could get a paper map. Anyway, which was very cool, and I'm so glad I have it in my car now. We talked about that before. I bought a book in there about women that came out to homestead in the West, and this is not just California, but I guess, you know, I never really, picture can speak a thousand words. David Gates from Bread, thank you for those terms. If the pictures, anyway, women in Nebraska. It's about the women who came out and settled with their husbands. Women in certain areas sawed houses. Sawed. They dug a pit. They created whatever was in the environment, sawed, because they didn't have a lot of wood, and lived in sawed. Underneath, they built this thing underneath in sawed houses. You just think about what that was in order to homestead, and they had a plot of land. That was something that they did have. Anyway, that's amazing. So today, which is Labor Day, guess what happens today? The employment benefits, the $300 employment benefits stop today. The enhanced benefits designed to help Americans who lost jobs because of this pandemic were enacted last year under the Federal CARES Act by former President Donald Trump. The boost, originally $600, was extended twice, most recently to September 6th under Biden's American Rescue Plan. So that stops today for many of those people who were wondering, when is this going to go? Now, I'm wondering if the job market is going to be flushing with people or
no, the jobs numbers was abysmal this last time, and in this last numbers that were put out, but we can just look around here in town and just deja vu shut down for a few days. Because of lack of workers.
Right.
The Damburger shut down for a day because of lack of workers.
Right.
From the Hearth shut down because of lack of workers. This is hitting everybody. McDonald's has changed its hours. Push has come to shove on this.
I would like to, I'm not trying to correct you, but when the term shut down, if somebody's driving and they hear that,
Temporarily closed, is that better?
Yeah, for a few days.
Let me finish what I was saying. You would see that I meant just for a couple of days. See?
Well, I'm confused now.
Okay. Deja vu, temporarily closed for a couple of days because of lack of workers.
All right.
Is that better? How about Damburger? Shut down for one day because of lack of workers.
Okay.
From the Hearth shut down for a weekend until 10:30 on a Monday morning
last week
because of lack of workers for the shifts. McDonald's changed its hours because of lack of workers.
Right.
It's all right now. It's not full time. It's temporary.
Right. Temporary.
Are we okay now? Are we on the same page?
Because shut down to me is like, whoa, you know, today, what stores are open? Costco's closed today. All right. So you got McDonald's, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, and they're open. The other thing is that I think it's really important for all of our friends. Rosh Hashanah begins at sunset. Here's what to know. One of the most important holidays for Jewish people around the world. Rosh Hashanah starts at sunset today and continues through sunset Wednesday. The name translates the start of the Jewish New Year. During the two-day celebration, your Jewish friends or co-workers may take time away from work to attend synagogue, eat food such as apples and honey, or say prayers near a body of water. Tip, if you want to greet a Jewish friend or family member on Rosh Hashanah, you could say Shana Tova, which means good year in Hebrew.
Okay. My turn? Is it my turn?
You go ahead. I just wanted to say that our prayers go out to all of those people in the mouth of hurricane. There's still tens of thousands of people still without power.
For Hurricane Ida.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, you know, they had so many deaths, not because of the hurricane, because of all the flooding. And now General Motors is going to temporarily halt production at nearly all U.S. plants.
I think about today, Labor Day, and how, if you recall, and I'm not sure if it's happening today, but many of the car dealers would take over the Civic. Today, Labor Day, big sale, over the entire parking lot and area around the Civic, with their big sale. But it just seems like, General Motors will idle nearly all of its assembly plants in North America starting today due to a pandemic-related chip shortage overseas. Now, here's what I would do if I was president. I would be like Donald Trump. We must have our chips. Everything that's car related, everything that's air conditioning related, everything that's related to building, stay in America. Not overseas. Look what's happening. Would you be willing to spend $15,000 more for a car if you thought that your internal chips or whatever was being made in America?
No. No, people won't pay $15,000 more for a car. But would they charge? Would they pay $1,000 more if they knew that all the chips, everything they had in it, was made in America? But I don't know. But it's even more so is that the pharmaceuticals, much of our pharmaceuticals are made in China. What happens if they cut that off? So, anyway, a lot of people calling. Now, I wanted to talk about the sale. It appears that there is going to be a meeting tomorrow night with the city council. And this all came up like on late Thursday, early Friday. And there's a meeting on Tuesday. And if you looked at the, they send out the meeting highlights or the, what's going to happen there, the events that are going to happen at the, city council, and they said there was a look at sale of these 8 parcels. Well, they just said the parcels. They didn't say what they were. Well, as soon as you look at what the parcels are, you find out that the properties include the Reading Rodeo Arena, the Reading Civic Auditorium, Turtle Bay Park and Museum, and the Sheridan, Reading Hotel, the Sundial Bridge, and its Mosaic Restaurant. And this, like I said, this is it was an unsolicited request from a group of people. And the group of people includes the McConnell Foundation, the K2 Development Company, the ones that are building downtown, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Populous, an American architecture and design firm that operates globally and designed major baseball league stadiums, convention centers, music and entertainment venues. Discussions are set to occur during a closed session of the city council on Tuesday night. Now, there's nothing going to be decided. There's nothing going to be decided there. It's going to be, but it's, I find it interesting that when they tried to reach out to everybody, there was nobody there to talk to. I knew that Barry Tippin was out of town because I tried to reach him Thursday about something totally separate having to do with veterans. I knew he wasn't going to be back until tomorrow. But then the assistant city manager had recused themselves because somebody in their family works for K2. Shannon Phillips from McConnell Foundation didn't return a call, and that's all, you know, this is from the Record Searchlight. Now, the implications for this is, does this mean if they buy the Reading Rodeo Arena that they tear it down and use it for something else? What about the Civic Auditorium? I know that McConnell, from a person high up in the McConnell Foundation, when they first tried to get this before Bethel took it and they wanted to buy the land down there, that they were planning on bulldozing the Civic and building something else there. The bottom line, my friends, is this is big. This is big. And the other question I have is I thought Turtle Bay owned the land that the Sheraton was on. So I'm not sure what that means. Because remember we went through this thing, everybody was fighting, they want to build the Mosaic down there and they're buying the land to be able to do that. I thought Turtle Bay had done that. So I'm a little, I have some confused questions on that. Well, I just have questions. I find it interesting. But here's the thing is, they're going to be in a closed session tonight, but nothing really is going to be done. They're just going to, I think, hear what these people want to talk about. But this is one of those events that need to have transparency. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Good. What's up?
Well, a couple of things. I initially called, but then Carl got off into a very interesting subject, which we heard about a lot yesterday. And real quick on that, when they sit behind closed doors, there is something discussed. If you're behind closed doors, then you're not just going to go in there and nothing's going to be decided. I don't think that's true. There's been too many times in the 45 years I've lived in this town, lived in this county, that people sat behind closed doors, and I can't think of one time, frankly, not one time, when they didn't come out with a deal.
I'm here.
Now, I'm not saying the deal will be done tonight, but it's about a deal. And, Carl, you're right about transparency, but I did want to bring up what you were talking about being made in America, just real quickly. The reason for that, Linda, is that originally, we had a very small corporate tax in the United States. For example, you could buy American-made caps for $17.50 a dozen, and caps made in China for $16.95 a dozen. You go over the course of about 20 years, and all of a sudden you have hats from China are $15.50 a dozen. Hats from the United States are about $48 a dozen.
Terry, do you have somebody sitting next to you or in your lap that's talking?
On the phone or something next to you?
No, do I sound like, does this sound better?
No, there was like another person
on the line.
There's like
a person on the line with you.
Oh, no, not that I know of.
Do we have the other line open right now?
We don't.
Okay. All right, go on, Terry.
Okay, could you hear what I said?
Oh, yeah, we can hear what you said.
Okay,
it was just somebody,
it's
was
really
the lady's voice.
I understand that. So what happened is when Trump tried to lower the corporate taxes, that helped. But just about everything is made in China. I mean, there isn't. I mean, people say, "Well, buy clothes in China." Like you may want to buy some clothes. I mean, buy clothes that are made in America. You may want to do that, Linda. The problem is the machines are all made in China that make the clothes. So, I mean, you can't. It's a hard thing to get around at this point. We do need to buy American. We do need to bring stuff back. What's happened at this point? And I got this word 2 days ago from a friend of mine who owns a large hat. import. He's a large cap and hat and headwear importer on the East Coast. He's in Florida. And what's happened is that the price per container when stuff comes over from overseas anywhere has gone from about $4,000 a container to almost $15,000 a container, and is rising. And many, many of the containers have been held back. In fact, it's hard to get anything offshore as far as that's the wrong term. Get anything off a boat, get any containers off on the West Coast. So China, for example, was shipping around to Georgia and delivering goods to Georgia, which was costing another $4,000 a container. So what's happening is there's a big backup on everything, that comes in from just about any other country. That's why you're seeing the prices go up. And one last thing. On American-made ball caps, the price, which was already about three times to four times that of any other cap that's made anywhere else, including South Korea, Bangladesh, Taiwan, the American-made caps went up 17% on Thursday of last week. So it's hard to buy American for people only because we need to get that corporate tax down, number one. And number two, it's hard to buy American because even when you buy American, things are some of the stuff is assembled somewhere else in South America, and most everything is made on machines made in China. So it's a great thought, but really and truly, with people out of work, who's going to pay $15,000 more for a car?
I get your point.
No,
but we're a now society. We want it now. It's kind of where
you're
we've
right
been.
About that. Who does? Of course. Yeah. Of
so
course.
If you thought about it and you were going to put time off, you would say, okay, this is my plan, like in the old days. If you don't have cash, you don't buy it. So you plan.
Sure. Okay. And that's a good way to do it. It's just unfortunately, and especially with the containers all being held up, I mean, we're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars.
That's true.
Stuff that would take maybe 60 days at the most to get here from overseas, that includes automobiles, et cetera. Anything that would get here from overseas is now taking 90 days and being held for an extra 30 days in customs. So if you want something, sometimes you may wait 120 days, 6 months to even get it. One last thing too. A lot of the places like Myrtle Beach, Disney World, all those places that were expecting all their summer souvenir goods, a lot of them couldn't even get them. In fact, over in South Dakota, the big bike. What is that?
Sturgis.
Sturgis didn't even receive their goods in time for Sturgis.
No. You know what? That's positively un-American.
That's crime.
We'll be discussing this on some podcasts.
Okay.
Hey, Terry, we are way over
thank
here,
you
but
so
those
much,
are good.
Buddy.
Those are good points.
So long, but I just think it's important for people.
No, no, it is. It is.
Thank
that's
you
why
for all
we.
That
that's why we went over. Thanks, Terry.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They hit the ground running when they opened up. They are locally owned, local board of directors. They have been helping people since the day they opened to move their dreams forward. Three branches. One in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right here at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, with the new one opening in Anderson in the next couple of months. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with the Asphalt Cowboys.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosh, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16 for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. Let's get right to our guest here this morning.
Barry Weisswasser.
That's right, who is with the Asphalt Cowboys, and we're talking about the community barbecue happening at Lake Reading Park Sunday, September 12th. That is a week from Sunday.
Last Sunday.
From yesterday. That's coming up.
Good morning to you guys.
Yeah, good morning,
hi, Barry.
Barry.
Thanks for waiting.
Hi, man in yellow.
I am in yellow.
Yeah, the yellow Asphalt Cowboy.
Why yellow? Why was that pick?
You know what? I have no idea. I wasn't around to voice an opinion in 1953 when the Cowboys were first started.
Wow.
You weren't around? Like, you weren't, well, even, you weren't,
I wasn't,
even a thought?
I wasn't here. No, I was certainly a thought. In fact, I was a thorn in my father's side by that time.
Mm.
Yeah, you're not that old, are you?
Yeah, I was born 50.
Well, listen, my
brother's 50. So was my sister.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
you know what?
I'm
still alive.
And you've been doing great things for the community. Hey, before we got on the air, do you mind, let's just talk a little bit about the Asphalt Cowboys. And we were talking about community and what, you know, when you guys get together and do so much for our community. But let's talk about something that's vitally important, especially I think we can really hang our hat, if you will, on one of the many events that when you raise these funds, they go to a very important scholarship.
Yeah, we have a law enforcement scholarship. Young men and women that are going, want to go to college or the police academy.
Yay.
You know,
hey, welcome to my world, Barry.
Oh, you're fantastic.
No,
yeah,
welcome to my world.
We give them, we have purchased firearms for them. We have paid for their schooling, their uniforms, their hats. But that's, you know, and it's a great thing. And I have to say, I was the top puncher at that time. And I proposed this law enforcement scholarship.
Well,
and
thank you very much.
And it's a great thing. You know, we have a scholarship application on our website, and people can apply, you know.
You know, people don't really, you know, people think of you all as a group of guys that put on parades, put on barbecues and everything. They're not realizing you all have the reason you all were formed was a very serious intent that you all still live up to, and that's assisting our county and our sheriff during times of emergency.
Yes, absolutely. We have fed the minions, the evacuated and the fire crews both. We've performed some search and rescue operations. We are a volunteered part of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Now, can he, you know, I always ask the sheriff, well, can you deputize people? And he can, but in your case, because you all are the volunteer arm there, he can just kind of call you all up for things.
Well,
yes. Is that correct?
Yeah, and we are all deputized by the sheriff.
Okay.
As we come into the Cowboys, we go through the same little ceremony.
Oh, fantastic.
That, you know.
Let's talk about the day again. It's on Sunday, September 12th. $10 for pre-sale, $12 right. The day of, and it's really good tri-tip, chicken, coleslaw, beans and garlic bread. But let's talk about, too, that you've got a live auction that day.
We do. We go, as we're selling tickets around town, we ask merchants if they would like to donate merchandise for our auction. And we get some really nice stuff. Well, for instance, Shasta Lake Silverthorn Houseboat Vacation will be auctioned off. They're very generous. We get houseboats to auction off twice a year, essentially, at the barbecue and then our golf tournament, where we have a live auction there as well.
So this will be a live auction at the park.
Yes.
From now, when you say 1 to 3, are you going to have a silent auctions? Like, well, you can't have a two-hour auction. Give us a little what that window is.
No, there is no silent auction. There's enough merchandise to auction off in 2 hours.
What?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, you don't have to... If you just want to come in there, you have a drive-through.
We do have a drive-through.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I say it's the world's largest drive-through.
We love it.
Yeah, we'll serve over 5,000 meals.
Oh, and it's so yummy.
In 7 hours.
So I know that we've gone through that drive-through, and you think, oh, this could take a while, and it doesn't. You must have 50 people working there.
You guys are so organized. All right.
Well, this is the one thing we have the wives come in and prepare all the to-go meals.
Right.
And it is a total assembly line. No Cowboys are allowed to even come around and give their wife a kiss during this because they're so
going at it.
Right.
So we would, challenge any business or anybody listening today that you can go pre-sale for $10. It'd be great to give your staff tickets, give your neighbors tickets. You know that the money is going to go towards these wonderful things Barry had been talking about today and how they support the community in so many ways. And a great thing to be able to drive through on Sunday. Say you pick up 20 sandwiches for, you know, deliver them to a organization or a family or a company that could really use it. And it would be fun, and it is a great thing to do.
Yeah, well, they're not sandwiches. I'll give you a little correction there. It's a whole meal. You have either the tri-tip or the chicken, plus the beans, the garlic bread, the coleslaw. It's enough to feed a couple of people.
Yeah, and it's all in the styrofoam thing, and it's a great event. It does a lot of good things. We're having it. It's outside. You don't have to worry about the COVID reaching you. The smoke we're used to at this point. So that's going to be this Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Lake Redding Park. Last thoughts.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, 1 to 3 is the auction.
That's right. I thought that was short. Okay, right. 11 p.m. to 3 p.m.
No,
11 a.m. to
Carl,
6 p.m.
Let the professionals handle this.
He was a Marine. Come on. Give him a break.
I knew it was sometime with the one in it, though. Come on. 0100. Okay. 11 a.m. to
6 p.m.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate all that you do, Barry. And again, it's
the
barbecue.
Cowboys.
67th annual Lake Redding Park. That's this Sunday, September 12th, from 11 to 6. $10 pre-sale, $12 of the day of the barbecue. We're going to be giving some tickets away as well. You get a tri-tip chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread. There is a live auction from 1 to 3. Thank you so much for joining us,
Man
in Yellow.
Thank you so much for having me. And we'll see you all at the park on Sunday.
Yes,
all right,
you will. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, we do get a quick break.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Redding Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Redding. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Redding. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And good morning, and we're going to get right to it, folks. It's Labor Day. And on the phone with us, of course, it's the first Monday of the month. And thank you so much for being flexible, our Sandra Jennings, who is our a sitting astrologer. And so, Sandra, good morning. Thanks for hanging on. What's going on?
Here it is. Today at about 6 o'clock in the evening, the sun and the moon meet at 14 degrees Virgo, which is a mutable, flexible earth sign. So we are going to be reminded by the cosmos to use the clarity of our rational mind to have a life that is more perfect, where we can better organize the details of daily life using our native intelligence. And we'll be all be looking to make decisions that so we can be more effective and get grounded in our life, to remove clutter and be more realistic about eliminating what's outgrown its usefulness in our life. So we can make order out of chaotic situations by removing what has stretched us too thin. Now, the only problem about looking at these details with our face in the details, looking down at our path, what's the right step to take, is that we can fail to see the big picture. our perspective can suffer. So that's not going to be a problem at this new moon and the lunar cycle of Virgo for the next 28, 29 days, because a psychic pathway opens up to the messages from the planet Uranus, which will help us to make some intuitive realizations, like getting a bolt from the blue, that in order to truly be healthy and strive for perfection in body and mind, humans need some freedom. We can't be too regulated. So we need to find out if using our freedom of choice and making better decisions, realize we're not robots. It's not about scheduling every movement and every minute, every day. We have to have some chance, scheduling time to appreciate our human freedom. And to be truly health conscious, we're going to eliminate some of the unhealthy behaviors that are keeping us too regulated, where we are sacrificing our ability to make up, to use our freedom of choice in order to feel integrated. It's too stressful to be listening to outside sources to tell us, do this, do this, do this, and you'll be healthy. We have to go within and decide, if, you know, we can make our own decisions, and that's what we're reminded of at this new moon. We get this sense from outside sources, from the psychic airwaves, that's the Uranian frequency, is that we need to make some freedom-loving choices. Cannot be robots. And look for an inner truth here while we're trying to organize our life and our day. It can't be just all details and nose to the grindstone and never looking up to smell the roses and enjoy life and be told from some regulator up above, this is what you're going to do. Always listen to the boss. Human beings need to have a unique individual freedom that they use in order to feel healthy, in order not to have stress in their lives. It's too stressful to sacrifice our free will and our personal freedom to some higher source. Individually, the person, we need to use our flexibility to decide, hey, in order to be more effective in life, I can eliminate certain details to give me joy and still be effective and still make sure that I'm handling all the details of health and of business and of connection to family and friends and to business in order to be joyful. It doesn't always have to be painful being organized. Being organized, we can still enjoy, that gives us freedom to pursue the things that we love in life. That's the message from Virgo. The earth sign, practicality, use your rational mind, strive for perfection, but give yourself a little Uranian freedom to make up your own mind about certain things in your daily life. Make your own decisions to have to not be a robot. To decide for yourself what health is, what healthy strategy is for life. Any questions, Linda?
No, I just I think that if we were to sum this up, we have a minute left, and I really appreciate how much you were trying to say. But I know that we had talked last week about that what this full moon means. But let's sum it up in a sentence.
We're looking at the new moon, a new idea, a new intention for this next 28 days. And that is, yes, pay attention to the details of your life so that you can live a healthier lifestyle and eliminate what no longer serves, eliminate what gives you stress, and give room for personal freedom, the ability to make up your own mind and stay grounded, to remove clutter and remove people, places, things, behaviors that poison your ability to enjoy life. That's really the message. Uranus comes like a bolt out of the blue, giving us the psychic message of truth at the new moon. And this message will last for the next 28, 29 days, and that is you've got to write in some personal freedom. You can't be regulated like a robot and sacrifice your own free will. To be truly healthy, you have to be able to make up your own mind about something.
That's fantastic. Well, I think it's been on everybody's mind anyways that, you know, when we're being allocated things that we're told you can't do, you have to wear a mask, not wear a mask, can't do this, gas prices, et cetera, is that really, I mean, this has been kind of the theme when it's come when going through, you know, the close down and the pandemic is, well, what you need to do is start with yourself and how can you clean up the clutter in your mind, your life, your house, your stuff, your finances, getting your car fixed, all those things so that you're ready to move into the next, whatever the next thing is, but that you are in control of your own destiny.
That's very important. The Uranian message, this bolt from the blue that is going to be completely unblocked, is that if you pay too much attention to the minute details, the minutiae, sometimes there's a breakdown, and you need that breakdown to make a breakthrough, to have that clarity of mind. Oh, this is the big picture. I have to have wider perspective here. I have to see how to be healthy in the broad spectrum of life, not just just regulating every single minute of every day.
Well, Sandra, we appreciate you again. It's Sandra Jennings. You can find her online. If you're like, oh, I've never done this before. I'm really kind of interested in doing this. It's Sandra Jennings Astrology. Give us your website.
Sandra Jennings, the astrologer.
That's it.
How you find it.
And also the Chiron Society, Chiron.
That's my group that meets every 2 weeks to understand the cycles of life at the new moon and the full moon.
Thank you, Linda.
Let me share the
Have a great day. We're going to take a break, go to the news, and then we have Enjoy. Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the empire there in the house. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Resiliency in vulnerable parts of the state. After burning more than 215,000 acres, Northern California's Caldor wildfire is slowing down. Evacuation orders for South Lake Tahoe downgraded to evacuation warnings. Some 22,000 people were forced to flee last week as the massive fire continued to advance. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching, and itching, and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DINOVITE.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a happy ending to the search for a missing toddler in Australia. The BBC's Debbie Ross says the boy, who has autism and is nonverbal, disappeared from his home several days ago.
A toddler has been rescued in rugged Australian bushland 3 days after he went missing. 3-year-old Anthony Elphalak wandered off from his home in New South Wales on Friday. Rescuers in a helicopter finally spotted him drinking water from a stream on his family's large rural property. His father said the boy had nappy rash and had been bitten by ants, but was otherwise fine.
The boy's dad describing his son's survival as a miracle. Israeli forces launching a massive manhunt in northern Israel in the West Bank after 6 Palestinian prisoners escaped overnight from a high-security facility. It was an extremely rare prison break. Israel's Army Radio says the men escaped through a tunnel from Gilboa Prison. News and analysis, townhall.com. A bright spot in the midst of very dark days in New Orleans, city still reeling in the wake of Hurricane Ida.
Shrimp and grits served for breakfast on the sidewalk. Seasoned pork and greens handed out at the Live Oak Cafe. Spicy jambalaya dished out by a couple who just wanted to help. The hearty fare being served up from neighbor to neighbor, free for the asking and badly needed in a city where the lunchtime conversation topic is often the dinner menu. In New Orleans, food is just one of the many ways residents help each other during hard times. Jason Walker reporting.
Declaring that people are not bargaining chips, Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. stands with Canada in demanding the release of two Canadians who have been held in China for 1,000 days. Detentions that critics deride as hostage politics by Beijing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindabod. It is Labor Day. We're here laboring the 6th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared, buddy.
Good morning.
And then Linda, of course, is here with the weather.
Well, good morning.
Among other things,
yeah,
pithy comments and attitude.
It's been a great morning. Hey, Labor Day is today. In case you're wondering, many of us, Costco's closed. A lot of the restaurants are open, but there are certain places that are observing this holiday. We are here to serve you. 102 today is our Labor Day weather. There is a heat advisory, by the way. As we look at the National Weather Service, print out here, we do have 5 boxes of hazy, hazy, hazy. So that's what, when we look outside, though, it looks like we have a little bit of a reflection and there's more sun than we've seen in the past. So 102 today, overnight lows of 67. Tuesday calls for 104 with our overnight lows of 71. Wednesday calls for hazy with 105 and our overnight lows of 70. Thursday will be 103, hazy, then sunny, mostly cloudy on Thursday night with 70. And Friday, 97. We'll get more details about the weather later, but the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
The air quality index today, is 101, unhealthy for sensitive groups, and the Lake Shasta water. How much water is in Lake Shasta?
None.
It's down 164 feet.
Now, since we've
been
here,
water level is 902 feet.
Since we've been here in 15 years, maybe going on 16, has the lake ever been? I think I remember I remember 163. So are we now a foot lower than since we've been here?
It's, we're 164.85, almost 165 feet below full pool of 1,067 right now. And if you've gone up to the Antlers area, there, that boat ramp is, you might get a canoe through there, maybe not now, but you're not going to get anything else through there.
Yeah.
I keep praying that we have one of those seasons. I keep reading that we've been building up to an El Nino, which usually means good rain for us, right? I've been here since I was 6 years old, and there was a time in the 70s where I think it's like the worst. I think it was the worst in history, like 72 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember we used to have a Land Cruiser, and my dad and my mom and I would go out to the lake, and you would literally drive down and drive at the bottom of the lake and drive and drive and drive and drive and look for water. That's how low it was. And we were told back then, excuse me, that it was going to take like 25 years to refill, you know, with proper water management. And that very next winter, it rained and rained and rained and rained and filled up the entire lake in 1 year.
Well, you know, just several years ago when the lake was down and our friends out at Holiday Harbor actually invited one of the writers from the San Francisco newspaper who said said the water was down so low. He said, come on up here and take a look at this. We still have lots of water here. Yeah, the water's, but, you know, there's still 900 feet of water in this lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's gone down, but just like, remember, just in that time, the next year, it was filled up in a year. Mm-hmm. So
I'm hoping
go again.
I'm hoping that's this year coming.
Well, we heard a meteorologist yesterday say that there's a name for it, and what it means is it pushes the storms It pushes the storms north.
Mm.
And he says, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm seeing this again.
La Nina.
And yeah. It pushes them north.
There's El Nino and La Nina.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. La Nina pushes the storms.
And you learn that right here on KCNR. All right. Hey, in case you're hearing these voices in the background, this is our Enjoy. We are with Yvonne.
Yes.
Which is so good to see you, and James Mazzotta, the creators and founders, and Rhonda is
Celebration of Life.
It's Celebration of Life, and usually she sits in this chair. So Yvonne, thanks for being here. We've got great news.
This is big news.
I drug her in.
Thank you so much.
No, you didn't have to do that.
As a business owner, people don't realize that there is no day off.
Right.
Never. I mean, we could be somewhere like visiting people and have to leave the room or leave the dinner table and go take a call. So you just are like all of a sudden snapped out of a really good dinner someplace because you've got to try to figure it out long distance.
I think the beauty of this, though, is that we get to spend it with these guys.
Yeah, we spend it with our husbands. We're co-owners.
There are a lot of people. There are people like us that can do it, and there are a lot of people that couldn't do it. What I mean?
You're right.
Well, I couldn't do it without Carl because he's the commander, and he runs all of it. And then if he says, you need to go do this, I just do it. You know, we used to butt heads a lot in the very beginning because I really wanted to be co with everything. And then I just realized, you know, I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm not good at. And he's really good at the daily
grind.
The schlep of the grind.
I'm the Mustang, she's the thoroughbred. You both know that. And by the way, I don't want people to think for a second I look at Linda and say, go do this, and she does it. No, I don't want you to think that for a second.
I can take command.
Anyway, I was going to say, I know she can take care of herself.
Yes.
But, so you now too, go ahead. You were in the middle of something.
You have great big news.
We do.
Let's hear it.
we're going to be your neighbor across the corner. So Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy Movies in the Park, the whole Enjoy kit and caboodle
empire
is moving from our current location at 1475 Placer Street, which we've been at for, over 10 years, right? Which it's been a happy home, and, you know, I'm a bit nervous just because it's a move and I don't want people to, you know, freak out, but I'm hoping it's going to be a much better situation. We're moving across from you guys in the old Boardmart building, which is 1261 Market Street.
That's right. Right across. Well, it's your kitty corner
kitty
from
corner,
us.
Yep.
Boardmark was there for a long time.
36, 38 years.
They retired from that. Mm-hmm. It's a great location.
Yes.
You know, people can roll into there.
And we moved there for the purpose of continuing to execute the vision that we've always had for Enjoy the Store, which unfortunately the location that that we're currently at just couldn't accommodate because of size, right?
And you're growing.
Yeah.
Right, we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have lots of product, and it's the holidays are coming. And
right, that's kind of why I'm nervous.
Yeah, well, no, but that's what you, but of course, if anybody's going to be able to do it, it's you. Because we know that you put in incredible hours and you care about the details, and holidays are coming. We have a lot of, you have a lot of locally made things. I'm sure they're in store at some place that you're going to bring out for this new, you know, let's keep it local.
Yeah.
And so how exciting that you're expanding where people can park and you have more store to look at.
Sure.
Right.
So one of the big things that we're adding, and it might not be right out the door, but it'll be built in Over time. The thing is this location is about 4.5-5 times larger than where we're at currently.
Wow.
We do have two warehouses, one that is just for major storage. We will finally be able to have our magazines delivered to us directly to our own facility instead of it going to storage units. Super excited about that. We have a space now that's big enough that we've always talked about having a maker space. And not just a traditional makerspace, but one that truly has power tools for people that are really making stuff. So, you know, drill presses, lathes, bandsaws, all that stuff.
Wow.
Right? And we really want to honor furniture makers now. So the store is big enough that we can create a section where handmade local furniture can be showcased. We have a secondary smaller warehouse, which was really cool. It's going to be set up as a studio for us for all of our social media and photography and stuff. So it's always set up and ready to go for shooting. And then it also is large enough for us to really handle our orders that we're going to be pulling for our online presence finally. So for our website and web orders, we'll have a shipping department, right? So we're super excited about that.
Are you hiring?
We will be right now.
When can we expect this to start?
So we have to be out of our current location by the last day of September.
And you have the keys to this is happening. So
it's 24 days.
Yvonne,
that's 24 days.
I know that.
It's counting today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you guys have taken, if there's anybody in the last, since we've started business here, that have really taken chances and done things with an unbelievable small amount of time and made it happen, it's the two of you.
Thank you.
There's a team. Yeah. You will execute this. You will make this happen. And in October, we're going to do a great big, you know.
So we'll probably be up and running and functional. I don't know how pretty it will look quite yet. So another area that we're building into this is we are going to be doing coffee, and we'll be doing fresh baked bread, and we'll be doing pastries. Ooh. So we're going to have a whole little kind of small takeout cafe. And we are working with potentially a chocolatier that wants to bring their whole chocolate company inside, right? We have partnered.
Like a Disneyland.
Yeah. Mm. We have partnered with Bernsini Wineries.
And they are going to be putting. Smell it and taste it.
Yeah. Bernsini is going to be putting a tasting room in. So we'll have.
That's really exciting.
Oh, you guys.
Wine tasting.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like a destination.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what are you guys doing? Let's go down to the Enjoy. Let's have something to drink. Let's have something to eat. Let's taste. We can buy some. You know, it's just like a place to gather.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So. That's kind of it in a nutshell.
Oh, I love it.
You know, we've got to take a break here, but that is such great news.
Thank you.
I tell you what, you know, we've watched you and we have enjoyed your support, of course, here on our station. But we've watched you all fight the good battles. We've gone through good times, bad times for both sides of us here. And it's to see something like this happen in downtown. That is so good. It's good for the community, for the community. It's good at spreading your wings, which means our wings, and being able to reach out to a lot more people. I think of Enjoy the magazine like my mom used to get Arizona Highways.
Mm-hmm.
She'd get it. No matter where she lived, she'd get Arizona Highways, and it would just be about Arizona.
Well, and then we Enjoy, also have the guide now, too.
Yeah.
You know, our guide.
Yeah.
Your city guide.
But, I mean, Enjoy magazine extols the virtues of being up here in Northern California, and it's just as nice with, I think, even better articles in it, like Ashley Tate, My Town.
Let's talk about that when we get back from these messages.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and somebody else that's been around here for several decades. It's a veteran-known business, and Jeff doesn't waste your time or his. He looks at it. He'll give you a free consultation. He can fix small chips to cracks up to over 24 inches in length. He's not going to take a chance with your safety, your family's safety. He's going to fix it. And he's going to guarantee his work for life. For a free consultation and appointment, give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Nobody's better at fixing windshields than Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
of a sun wandering out a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full-flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. And I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is our talk radio, but it's your talk radio, too. It's Miss a Day, Miss a Lot here. 605-4567 is phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Or you can see us on YouTube.
That's right. Hey!
And you can see us on it's KCNR live radio. So you can get in here and look at it. But this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite.
Hey, Mike, if you're listening, Mike's got a new girlfriend. And she is a beautiful orange beauty. I'm hoping he's going to take me for
new car. Yes.
I hope he's
going to. I was going to say, oh, no, Mike.
I hope he introduces me to her. Anyway, Mike at Estate Granite, yeah, listen, turn your keys over to the guy who can definitely come into your house and really do a beautiful artistic job and an expression. You can tell him what you want, tell him what you need. You can go to his actually his facility and see some of the slabs of granite. And you've been thinking about changing your house because maybe you can't change some other things going on. Call Mike at Estate Granite, 241-STONE.
For a free consultation, too. So, I mean, he'll get into that. He works only by appointments.
He doesn't know, but he's going to be doing the countertops that are...
Oh, well, he did the countertop here.
I know.
In the studio, he did this.
He did this table. This is a 400
400-pound table that Linda can move around at will.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, this is the way it's set up. Okay. We're here with James and Yvonne Masada from, of course, Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy
Creators.
The Store. They made the big announcement in the first segment that they are moving from their location to right across, practically across the street from us at the Board Mart store.
Yep.
Gives them all the room in the world to expand into what they wanted to be.
Yep.
Everything.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And I really, you know, we really respect and admire the two of you as a couple. When you go into business, I mean, you can't help but you turn over in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock and say, "We got to call blah blah."
Oh, yeah.
Did you remember blah blah? Whatever that is. So, in this time, have there been moments when you think, "Let's just sell everything and get the hell out of Dodge"?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, there's always, we've had, surprisingly enough, we've had some pretty big names from the Bay Area that are publishers, the magazines that everybody would know and respect for the most part. We've actually had a couple of times where they've approached us and talked about acquiring us as an entity. And, you know, it's, we're just never quite right there where, you know, I'm sure there's a sweet spot where you would just couldn't say no, but we haven't reached that yet.
And that's beautiful. You make my heart feel full in the fact that you, you're such a vital part of this community.
Thank you.
You do things that people don't even know that you do. And how many times through the years that we've just in a, on a, if you want to call it a small scale, but not so, when you've donated things for, many fundraisers. I think one year, I think we heard like $200,000 or $225,000 worth of merchandise from your store for a fundraiser to help breathe into the fundraiser to make to do well. And we know that we've all been in trouble. Our fundraising, so many have been canceled. Where are we going to get the money and that so forth? But thank you so much for keeping your feet on the ground, and you help us to keep our heads in the game.
Well, and I appreciate the acknowledgement, and I just want to also clarify really that, you know, those are, you know, decent sized numbers of donations and things that we've done. And I just want people to know that's not because we make tons and tons of money, right? So our
you're like us.
Yeah.
It's heart and soul.
And you know exactly how it is. I mean, we do anything and everything we can and still stay afloat. So, I mean, truly when we say we are giving back, we are truly giving back. We are giving back things that we could technically probably, in some most cases, anybody that's runs a business would say you're not making smart choices, right? But we feel so strongly about the community, and realistically you see what's happening now downtown, right? I hope that sustains for a long time to come. But it's people like yourselves and other small businesses like us that have been literally anchoring the downtown for years and years and years, and giving and giving and pushing and hoping and praying, and, you know, creating networks and events like with, you know, Carousel and First Fridays. I mean,
sure.
It's just stuff that everybody is trying to do. So we just kept saying, you know, short term, long term. It's painful in the short term, but we give and give, and hopefully something takes root and starts to grow. And I think that's what's happening. So,
well, I think that's why we're so grateful for the radio show here, because we're not great at talking about ourselves.
No, but
we're
we are.
We're so busy doing that we don't get out as much as we'd like to. So it's opportunities like this that are really important to us.
Oh,
well,
thank you. I
tell you what, going to the magazine, my town, and that is one of my favorite parts of it. And you have one of the most lovely, caring, giving people that I've met in a long time, as the person
you're highlighting.
And it's Ashley Tate.
Well,
oh my gosh!
This September issue is issue 180, and it's called "Be the Change." It just takes one, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback about this cover. People just love the whole concept and idea.
Yeah,
that's Blake. But this whole issue is about exactly what we just talked about think people like Ashley that are be the change, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just takes one. So if you decide to be a change maker and you're a party of one, guess what? If you can get 50 people in your community that think the same way, that becomes a party of 50 that are all creating movements and change. So, you know, this is what we use the magazine for, is to encourage people to continue to give them sight and hope and positivity within the community. There's a lot going on in the world that's not great right now, but we, you know, we really need to remember that, you know, there's much more going on that's great.
That's positive.
And right.
There's so much that's going on that's positive. Yeah, we can choose to dwell on things.
And I just had that epiphany the other day again. I've been watching a lot of YouTube. My wife pointed out that, you know, she's like, you're getting sucked in. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I really am, right? So I have kind of had to push the iPad away. And
well, that was beautiful that you actually are so close and have this respect that when your best friend and your partner, it made you think for a minute instead of like, oh, you're full of, you know, yeah, what are you, you know, one of those. Right. You went, maybe I am.
Yeah.
And no, that's a good check-in.
Yeah, it's so easy in today's social media world, and you know, you're plugged in all the time, to really get into this and then get angry.
Yeah,
I don't know how many times I've backed off Facebook.
You know, when
written things that after I wrote it, I just totally deleted it, because it wasn't that it was mean. It was just the fact that, you know, Carl, you're not going to change people's minds that are writing this, and you know how you feel. And so, anyway, we got
to
take a break.
I would like to make
here.
A challenge, though, and I think that this would be very interesting. I'm going to say this before we take our break, is that you had mentioned something, because we all have radio shows, is that the chat room, 90% of the chat room, or a major portion of the chat room, has become toxic, and we've had to ban
it.
Well, let me finish my thoughts.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We've had to ban people. And ban people that just get on there and say things that are, like, mean and mean-spirited. And some of it's not true. And I just think, you know, we started this. It would be like somebody coming into your store and spewing negativity. So we feel like this is our house. Can you please, we can all meet at the table. We can agree to disagree, but don't name call. Don't spit and say things that are foul.
Don't call me a fish.
And the thing is that I would like to, as we renew our vows and we come up to like our yearly anniversary, is that we ask each one of our listeners to go on our website and say something nice.
Yeah.
Almost like it's a practice or a prayer. Can you say something nice?
Yeah.
And that we start going back to where we were 10 years ago when people could engage. We used to have chat back breakfasts.
And they were lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and your differences are great. That's what makes this country so wonderful.
Yes.
But
all right.
Civility.
Civility.
Okay, look, we got to take a break here, and then we're going to come back and talk about the magazine.
I know.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. My favorite place, Linda's favorite place, if I'm going to buy a piece of jewelry for Linda, it's down at Four Winds Jewelry. Why? The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The people there, Rebecca and Henry, are just outstanding people. They have a great selection, anything from estate jewelry to Native American, to specially designed. If you want to design, like, James, here's a chance you could design a piece of jewelry strictly for Yvonne, and then they'll build it for you.
Yeah,
and she'll have a piece of jewelry that nobody
jewelry
else
lately.
Has. Oh, Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
All right. Are you up and out? Up and around. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our live Monday morning here on Labor Day. This is Carl and Linda Bott along with Yvonne and James Masada from Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, community radio. All right, so if you missed the first half hour, we were talking about Enjoy the Store is moving. Yeah. Very excited about that, to where the Board Mart used to be. And
1261 Market.
Absolutely, and we're going to be all over that. And then everybody's been wondering what the heck is going to happen with that lot next to it that's set for sale forever.
So we can't really share.
Right.
But it is,
it's in good hands.
I understand, it is an escrow.
And it will be developed.
And it will be developed in a way that will be very iconic.
I love it. Almost like a tourism destination.
So here we go. We have this beautiful, again, all this flourishing downtown area. I know today coming to the station, I kind of spaced and didn't come the way I usually do, so I went down the alleys.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
alleys are being developed.
What?
Yeah.
This alley was, oh, look at that. Look at that. It was so cool.
Yeah,
and the murals.
We have people that are doing murals. We have people that are putting up art, and, electric art. So, That's a thing now, is alleys have become a thing.
Yeah, alleys have become a thing. Why not?
Space, it's space,
it's
you know.
It's space, and it's actually what gets you from one block to the other block.
Right.
Hey, tell us what's on your mind here at the September issue and what you would like to cover next.
Well, we were before we go, and I didn't think we gave
Ashley
this lovely
enough credit.
Yeah, her. Due diligence.
Now, we love her inside and out. She is one of those gems.
My Town is a segment in the magazine that you guys always say that you really like, which many people do. And this is where we just pick individuals within the community that like to sit back and just relax and share what it is about their community that moves them and makes their heart swell, right? So this one is we're featuring Ashley Tate, Dr. Tate's wife. I even found out, you know, it's funny because, you know, I know people, right? You think you know people, but you really don't know people. I was unaware that Dr. Tate was actually born and raised in Reading, right? And so when you read this article about them going away and then coming back, as it says that, you know, we came back to Randy's hometown.
Yeah, there's two Dr. Tates. Yeah. We're talking about the plastic surgeon,
yes.
Dr.
Yeah.
Tate.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Randy was from here? And sure enough, yeah, he is. But I mean, you guys love Ashley and
yes,
are very familiar
absolutely.
With all the things that she does within our community
she
and
is
her
a
family.
Good seed.
Yeah. So we just encourage people to either pick up a copy of the magazine at one of our 600 rack locations throughout
600.
Yeah, Northern California.
Right here, just walk in and grab one off the off the table right here when you walk in.
And if not, go to our website and go to the latest issue and look it up. You can read the full magazine online in magazine format. And it's really nice as you, we have archives, so you can go back and read if you missed you know, last month or whatever in that regard. So do My Town, or you know what, email us. So email Rhonda, our managing editor, and let her know somebody that you think you know would make a good My Town
candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, Be the Change in the magazine. There are tons and tons of articles in here this month about things that are going on and changes that are taking place. One thing I wanted to point out real fast is we announced Cycle September. Love to Ride Shasta, and this is ShastaBikeChallenge.org. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now pushing people to walk, run, ride with the new Diesel Horse Connection. Obviously, just around the corner, we have the new bike hub that's being built. So Reading is very quickly becoming, you know, a world-renowned pedestrian, hopefully, community where, you know, people are truly abandoning, well, not abandoning, we're getting this huge car lot, that the seven-story parking structure, but, you know.
Now even, where is that going to be?
This is the big building that's being built right here, the big concrete.
The big okay.
That's a, that's a seven-story
parking. Shouldn't we know these things?
Seven-story parking structure, and the rooftop will be completely solar, which will offset all the electric costs for the new apartments that will be going in block 7. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, but this new apartment complex that's just down the street from you guys, that huge, beautiful new piece that's been built. Do you realize that the solar panels on top of that building make that whole building energy neutral?
Mm-hmm. You know what? It would be really cool, and I would just put this out as a request. It would be great to have a spread in the magazine with what is happening in downtown, like a map that this area is going to be this, this is proposed to be this, because we all talk about Viva Downtown, but I can't, like, for instance, I'm sorry, I didn't know that about the parking structure. We should, but it would be nice to have it in a visual.
This one right here beside us is
that
massive
one
you talk about.
One.
That's not seven. That's
six. Seven. It's seven stories.
Seven? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See?
Okay.
Yeah. And the,
for some reason,
so
I thought it was like four or something.
When you
like
look
that.
At it now, you'll notice those huge concrete footings that are here on the north side. That's going to be a new college building. That's going to be another. That's going to be a seven-story, very narrow, thin, tall building to match the parking structure that'll be used for education.
Okay.
Yeah. And speaking of that, just one thing. It doesn't do it every single. I mean, we have it every single month right now, but it's not necessarily the format that you're talking about. But on page 59, every month we have a new section that's been going on for about 6 or 8 months called Downtown Details.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what you're talking about, Linda. It's we try to focus on something that's going on downtown to educate people on all the changes that are happening. So we usually feature a downtown business. We share something that's going on. We talk about the construction. So yeah,
I like the visual idea.
Yeah, yeah. The visual idea is always much easier for people.
The Zoe's Travel Shop.
She's great. We've used her before
several times.
She's downtown now.
She moved from the mall to downtown and the
what used to be like a clothing store there. And
yep.
There's somebody again who's like a husband and wife team that works so hard, and their young daughter at the time I remember being in the mall, and it was right when we took
the namesake of her business.
Yes,
yeah.
And we took a bunch of veterans on a cruise to Normandy, and so we had her come to the house, but her daughter must have been like 11 or 12 at the time. You know, when you're in the store and somebody says, "Can I help you? How about this?" and then she starts to like articulate and show you how something works. It was fascinating, and I mm-hmm. thought this young girl, young lady, is going to be running this business. I'm sure she is now. 7 years later.
Luggage can be very exciting.
It can be.
These days, yeah, the way they do that stuff. So anyway, yeah, so lots going on downtown. We have many, many articles in here. We have one about the AAUW celebration here, our chapter in Reading that's going to be 50 years old. If you can imagine that, that's amazing.
Have they asked you to do your house before?
Oh my gosh.
That would be awesome.
They've asked me, but I would be.
I don't have the money to fix the house.
Well, that's
I would be so freaked out about every chip that needs to be painted and every. No,
but your house has that. I love your house.
I did too.
Well, you could go into that house and you wouldn't notice really anything other than just how cool it is.
We really love our house, but we also realize that we are not the. We don't obsess over little things like a chip someplace.
Well, you can't. You guys are busy celebrating in the house all the time with all kinds of things going on.
Hey, we have to take a quick break here. Maximum Insurance and Financial brings us this segment. I tell you, with all the fires going on. Insurance, people losing their insurance. It's horrible. Well, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She'll help you get that insurance back. She'll help you keep your house safe. She's been doing this for years, in fact, since 1993. When we have sent people over there, in every case, Judy's been able to help them. And they find out just what kind of person she is and the kind of service that she offers, and they end up switching everything over to Judy Maxwell. And, you know, we started life insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Very happy with that. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery ends Labor Day.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun spent at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th Annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosh, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:50 in the morning here on Labor Day. And we're in here laboring and
Hey, we're here with Enjoy
yeah,
the
we're here
store.
With Enjoy. I'm over here glancing
okay,
at
Okay, enjoy the store
I'm,
and enjoy the magazine. Welcome back to the show
right.
our
this
last
segment.
This
portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress
chat
Square Barber.
Sucked him in.
Sucked me in. It did. Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only at 244-9478. Just had my hair cut there last week. It is a great place. It's man's last stronghold.
I feel
that Cypress Square Barbershop.
I feel better now that you get sucked in because on Saturday when we do the CAD, California Adventure District show, I bring my laptop and
yeah.
it's so easy to get distracted. Your eye glances over and you read something and then you're like, oh, I'm supposed to be talking too.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, you know, over the last 3 months, it's kind of changed. It used to be people exchanging ideas and it's gotten, as Linda said, it's gotten pretty, it's aggressive in there. Mm-hmm. And, but with California Adventure District, I can't figure out what you all are saying that could cause the, Anyway.
No,
okay,
not important.
We're with, Yvonne and James Masato. Enjoy. They're moving their stores
yeah.
here at the end of the month down here to the old Board Mart, which mm-hmm. is a huge area for them.
Yeah.
You also said that the place next to it has been sold.
Yep.
Or they're in the
yep.
they're in the sales with
so we're going to see more new stuff.
Yep, with K2, and but we're talking about the magazine this month and this article, Call of the Wild.
Yeah, so I mean, we've been chatting a lot about this, all kinds of things this morning,
right.
and not been deep into the magazine, which is totally cool. Because
that
just,
means they have to pick it up, right?
Yeah,
for right.
I just like coming on air with you guys in the morning.
We
and,
love
and
you
just,
guys.
Just doing it. But this is a cool little article that I saw. It's called Call of the Wild, and it's called Sierra Nevada Red Fox in Lassen Volcanic National Park. So this is one of the rarest fox species that is in the world, and we actually have some in Lassen National Volcanic Forest, which is super cool. These animals are very unique in that they pretty much live in an elevation of about 8,000 feet or higher. So you can imagine these creatures live through the winter and can survive in snows up to 20 feet deep. And yet they still have the ability to sense and hear and know when something's, you know, living under the snow. Mm-hmm. And they have the gift of being able to jump straight up in the air, like just like a little rocket, and then come straight down and just jam themselves through the snow come and catch something.
What? It says here that their feet are not like a dog's where
right.
you can with toe pads. They're completely covered with fur like snowshoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a trip.
That's to probably keep them up on the top instead of sinking when they're trying to run across.
Probably why they have to jump.
Yeah.
And power themselves through the snow.
I hope and pray that the fire was below their level where they usually hang out at, because half of the, as we know, Lassen has been burnt. So
yeah.
I'm thinking that they are up high enough that they can get into, because they live in rocks in those areas up
so
there.
So I'm assuming that at the 8,000 foot level, you know, we're a lot less vegetation, right? So hopefully the fires haven't extended to that kind of elevation. And it says that they're one of the most incredibly smart creatures, so I'm sure they, you know, they know what to do. They need to move around to the other side of the mountain or something if they needed to. But I just liked it. They're super cute. They're only the size of a cat.
Right.
So, that I'm, you know, they're not very big at all. So that, I think, is very, very interesting. So, yeah, so that's a really cool story. We also have a really great story that's called Goats Galore for the Love of Goats at Saddleback Ranch.
Well, let's hear about that.
So this is, you know, this story is kind of interesting of just like a husband and wife that are very interested in animals, right? And so they bought some property. The wife had a horse, and she thought the horse was lonely, so she asked the husband to buy a couple goats to keep the horse company, and then he decided to just continue to build and build. It's kind of like
I'd say builder,
Winchester Mansion, where it just like, you know, you just keeps going. So now if you look at the pictures, they're phenomenal. He continues to use old wood scraps, pallets, all kinds of things, and create new and additional pens on their pasture for these goats. But if you turn the page over to page 30, you can see these. It's almost like Kid's Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He builds these superstructures.
He called it Disneyland.
Yeah. He builds these superstructures for these goats, and these goats just are so amazing how they can climb and do stuff. They love it. You know, they actually just, they use it as like a play area.
He says, my goats are friendly. They're not rude. He sees one about to jump on a visitor. A soft word is all that needs to save a good shirt.
Huh.
So,
he was a goat mentor for 6 months when he had, they had 22 babies at one time. That was kind of,
you know, one of the things.
I was a mentor for goats.
One of the things that I was, I don't know, so strange, my brain, the way it works sometimes. When I was coming over here, I was thinking, okay, we're going to probably talk about this goat article. And I thought, aren't goats, our male goats are called bucks, right? And and the females are does, and the babies are kids, right?
Yes,
right.
Kids.
And I thought, how is it that we have all these names for all these different species for their little groups, right? Like, so there's a bull and a cow, and then there's a stallion and a mare, and then there's a ram and a ewe. I mean, like,
a boar and a
sow.
Sow.
Yeah, like, can't we just all call them the same thing?
mean, oh, kind of goes along with
but
our
you know
human
what?
Species.
But yes. I guess really, now that I just thought about it, I was being dumb. Those just type, when you can say those words, you identify and know that the animal is.
Right.
For the most part,
exactly.
Right?
For the most part.
Because,
well,
I mean, like an elephant is a bull and a cow, right?
Right.
So, I mean, unless you identify them as a...
Yeah, I had a friend in Nashville that had little pygmy goats, and then they were so prolific. He just, next thing you know, turned around and there were 10. But and it was a gardener, he was a musician and all that, but I just remember those little pygmy goats were the cutest. Oh my gosh, you'd be like, can you just come in the house and play?
And such personality.
Oh.
I guess that's why people will lay on the ground and do yoga with goats on their back. One real quick, because I know we're coming to the end of the show, there's another article on page 25 that's called A Lot in Common. A lot takes shape within the Etna Beautification Project. Etna is an amazing little town that's just exploding with the Etna Brewery and Denny Bar Distillery, and there's a new bakery Five Marys and Fort
Jones. Where is Etna? That's past Shasta.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Shasta and then,
it's sort
and
of
then
the
west.
West. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of things to do in Etna, and it's awesome to go take it. Well, they have a new beautification process going on in their downtown, a big empty lot that used to be a hotel burned down, and it's been vacant for like 16 years, and they now have regained that property and are turning it into a great open space. Kind of similar to what Heritage has done, Heritage Roasting in Shasta Lake City, next to them. If you've ever been there, go there for coffee. Have the Haley Awesome breakfast sandwich.
Okay.
And then next to them was an open lot that they've turned into this like beautiful kind of garden parky thing that's just really a great addition
to
place
for people to gather.
Shasta. Mm-hmm. Shasta, yeah.
Yeah.
So
wow.
So lots more in the magazine that we didn't cover.
Yeah.
Aetna. We've heard great things about Aetna.
That, we've got a. I've got
so
a
glad
really.
We met you.
I've got a really, really proofread our ads. That's for sure. wasn't you all? It wasn't you
no,
guys.
Anyway,
it was us. Yeah.
One thing.
Name
come on.
Got,
that's all right. And we're
okay.
good. We're good.
We
so
all
thank
do
you
it.
For joining us today.
And we carry all the Denny Bar and Aetna Brewing merch at the store.
All right. So that's really cool. And we've received, I think, some of the distillery products for a Christmas present. But again, next month, expect you and your new digs. And we'll
please.
Just walk on over and say
awesome.
Hi.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I asked everybody to finish off today with a positive thought.
Nice.
All the Scout. And here they come. All of Scott Valley is very pretty.
Yeah.
Five Counties Barbecue has kid fishing contest at Anderson River Park.
Ooh.
How fun. Scott Valley is on Highway 3. It's going to be a beautiful day from different people. So, yeah, let's, you know what? Maybe I should try this every day that we end with a positive thought.
End it with a positive thought.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, Shasta Regional Medical Center in Turtle Bay is going to be on, plus a few few minutes for us to be able to comment on things that are going on. Everybody have a great day. It's Labor Day. Enjoy your day off for all of you government workers and for the rest of us. You know, have a great day laboring.
Yeah.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which you
know. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.